This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Yesterday, I talked with Andy McGuire of Grant County, Washington, the Extension Director based in Moses Lake. Grant County, Washington is the state leader when it comes to corn production for livestock feed. Andy spoke of the recent warm weather and corn.
The last few days where it's been very warm will actually help the corn crop. We like to see the corn get out of the ground and get to the sixth leaf stage quickly. That's when the air temperature becomes more important.
Andy mentioned the corn attains its maximum growth at 86 degrees.
Above that is all just kind of wasted heat in terms of the crop production.
Soil-borne diseases and fungal problems affect sweet corn more than feed corn.
Cool, wet conditions, they're better for the fungus in general, and they slow down the corn emergence. And so that's always going to be worse for diseases than warm, drier conditions. You know, the faster we can get that sweet corn out of the ground, the more it can overcome some of these disease problems.
Wheat has yet to head out in Grant County, but much of it is irrigated. It's been a light year for wheat disease.
And with the hot, drier weather, we'll probably see less and less stripe rust, and then some of the resistance to the stripe rust kicks in when we get to the hotter weather, too. So that'll work for us.
My thanks to WSU Extension Director Andy McGuire for giving us an update from Grant County, Washington. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.